book I chose is called The Great Gatsby, written by F. Scott Fitzgerald. The main character of the story is Jay Gatsby, a man who orders his life around one desire: to be reunited with his love, Daisy Buchanan, the love of his life he lost 5 years prior. Throughout the novel, Gatsby's quest leads him from poverty to being very wealthy, into the arms of his beloved, and eventually to death. Published in 1925, The Great Gatsby is a classic piece of American fiction. It's a novel of triumph and tragedy, noted for the remarkable way Fitzgerald captured a cross-section of American society. The setting of this novel is the 1920s. In West Egg, Long Island, a fictional area that he just created for the story. The main characters of this novel is Nick Carraway, the narrator, Jay Gatsby, the protagonist, and Daisy Buchanan, who could be considered as the antagonist of the story because she leads Gatsby to his death. A fun fact of The Great Gatsby, there were movie versions. The first movie version that was ever made was 1974. The one after that would be 2000, and the newest one, featuring Leonardo DiCaprio as The Great Gatsby, is the one that was made in 2013. One of the interesting things in the novel is how Fitzgerald feels the hollowness of the upper class. It's a major topic shown in The Great Gatsby is the psychology of wealth, especially how the newly minted millionaires of the 20s differs from the relate to the old aristocrats. In the novel, West Egg and its denizens presents the newly rich, while East Egg is a denizens, especially Daisy and Tom, representing the old aristocrats. Fitzgerald portrays the newly rich as being vulgar, grubby, and lacking in social graces and tastes. Themes of this novel, I believe, would be tragedy and love and sadness, which probably goes with tragedy, but point being, examples of tragedy is how Mr. Gatsby lost Daisy Buchanan 5 years prior before going to World War I. Second example would be dying at the end of the novel. Prior to that, him probably being betrayed by his one and only love, Daisy Buchanan. He wanted her to say to her husband, Tom Buchanan, that she never loved him and she only loved Gatsby. That, in her eyes, was never true. At one point, she did love Tom. After that, she started not loving him as much. He continuously cheated on her with this woman in New York, who she has no idea who she actually is, or what she does, or if she's even married. The only reason Daisy stays with Tom is because they had a daughter named Skylar, and that is the only reason why they are still married as a couple. Their daughter is the only thing that is keeping them together. Second major theme, romance. Romance is actually entwined in the whole entire novel, believe it or not. In the beginning, not so much, but as you go through the novel, it grows and grows. But at the beginning, Tom and Daisy are already married, already have the child, but when Nick comes along and comes over to their house, he meets Jordan Baker, another character of the story, a professional golfer. He kind of is scared to talk to her, but he is also very attracted to her. Her looks are awfully strange for his type, but is willing to try something else. That flourishes throughout the novel, but so does Gatsby and Daisy. There are so many amazing quotes in this book. Like in chapter 1, one of them I believe is said by Nick Carraway's father. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you had. Another quote in chapter 1 said by Daisy Buchanan, this one is personally my favorite. I hope she'll be a fool. That's the best thing a girl can be in this world, a beautiful little fool. You see, I think everything is terrible, anyhow, and I know I've been everywhere, and I've seen everything, and I've done everything. In my two favorite quotes from Chapter 9, both quotes were said by Nick Carraway. After Gatsby's death, the East was haunted for me like that, distorted beyond my eyes, power of correction. The second one would be, they were careless people, Tom and Daisy. They smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back into their money of their vast carelessness, or whatever it was that kept them together, and let other people clean up the mess that they have made. Another favorite of mine from Chapter 9, also said by Nick Carraway. Gatsby believed in the green light, the orgasmic future that year by year recedes before us. It eluded us then, but that's no matter. Tomorrow we will run faster, stretch our arms out further, and one fine morning, so we beat on, boats against the current, borne back creaselessly into the past. You probably wonder why I chose this book. In all honesty, I'm not exactly sure. It was probably one of those books that's like, hey, I like the cover, let me read that. But I also had more of a deeper meaning to that. For me, I have a very huge fascination for the 20s. Like the music, how they dressed, how they acted, how much money they made, the bootlegging. For me, this book was like reading into the past. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little audio recording of my personal opinion of The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, published in 1925.